Hello, everyone. Eli here, and today's podcast is a little special. This podcast was live streamed on our Hornet Media End of the Year Extravaganza, where we sat and recorded it live right here in the podcast booth. You can check out the video version on our YouTube channel at Bryant High School Hornet Media. But anyway, let's get on with the show. Hello, hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome to the live version of the Bryant Media Podcast. I'm here today with Brooks Edmison, and today we're going to be talking about the Student Senate.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been a part of the Student Senate?
I joined last year.
Last year.
As a member during the first semester, so first semester of my junior year, I joined as a member, and then after that, this year, I am now an officer, so I'll be in it both semesters.
Ooh, you're an officer. Yes. Moving up in the world.
Yeah.
Is it fun?
I enjoy it. It's a lot different. It kind of brought me out of my shell a little bit.
Were you a shy kid?
I was.
You didn't seem shy to me.
Yeah, I think I was kind of shy. I didn't like talking to people. I didn't like talking to adults. That was a big part of it. And now it's kind of made me to where I'm more willing to step out of my comfort zone and go talk to somebody.
Maybe I need to join Student Senate.
Yeah. I mean, it helps. It helps a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, you have classes like oral comm that helps you with like audiences, but yeah. I mean,
that just sticks you right up. Front of it, yeah.
I mean, I had that in 10th grade though. And I had it the semester where we all, you know, went away.
Oh, so you got it easy. Yeah.
I got it easy. A little bit easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I liked the class, but like,
yeah.
So I want to talk to you. What exactly do you do in Student Senate? What are the goals of Student Senate?
I would say, and you know, we have a set goal.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's kind of to connect the student body with the administration. And if the student body has a problem with something on campus or something they've noticed in school, they can come to us and we can then take it to administration and say, hey, can we?
So y'all are like the mediators between.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we also plan things like we plan homecoming. We do
which was cool. Yeah. I went to that. It looked amazing.
I'm pretty sure that part was FCCLA. That was the one that like actually planned the homecoming dance, but we planned like the football game.
Yeah.
We did, I think we might have helped with
the, y'all plan the football games and stuff. Cause those are hype from what I see, the videos and everything.
Mm-hmm. The pep rallies is swarm.
Yeah.
And then we did specifically the homecoming, the ceremony with the big arch and
yeah.
The girls walking through.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. I saw you walking through with your arms hooked.
Yeah. It was fun. But we connect student body administration, we plan events, and we also do a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
Within the community and within the school.
So y'all don't, it's not just school stuff. It's out of school as well.
Yeah. And I mean, COVID has kind of changed it.
It's changed a lot.
Last year, when my first year, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't go out of school. We kind of just had to stay in school, and we couldn't even go to other classrooms. We had to stay in our class and kind of come up with ideas to help other people. But, you know, this year's a little bit different. Like, we can – Ms. Leighton, the Student Senate sponsor, she's come to us with some volunteer opportunities. Like, this afternoon I'm going up to the Alexander Outreach Center and volunteering as a tutor for just the kids up there that might need help. So.
Did y'all, is this the Student Senate that did those videos last year?
We did do those.
That was like pre this class, Hornet Media.
Where and y'all do a whole lot better than we did.
Well, thank you very much.
Those were terrible.
I mean, they looked fun to make.
I didn't enjoy it. Other people did. I know other people did. I was never big on it.
I mean, you know, I don't want to be mean, but it was, you know.
Wait, they were filmed on an iPhone. I mean,
you know what? That makes more sense.
Yeah, everybody, we filmed on iPhones and then put it all on a Google Drive and then put all the videos together. And I think it was Sam Forst that edited everything for us, and he wasn't even a student.
For clarification, there was last year we had like little videos that would play every week in the mornings.
Yes.
And it's like a little announcements or whatever. Mm-hmm. So They were very interesting to watch.
I'm glad we have this class now so that we don't have to do that. And that was just one of our COVID things. It was like we couldn't do anything else, so that was something we could do within the class that would make it a little bit easier to like talk to the school and stuff like that.
Are there any upcoming things with the students in it?
Right now,
you got any plans for anything?
It's nothing school-wide that we're doing. We're doing the Adopt a Child program, and that's asking different school clubs to sponsor a child and buy gifts for them. And then we'll go out, and I think, I'm not sure if we take them. Sometimes I'm not in the loop as much as I should be. But we'll go out, and I think it's like $100 worth of gifts for these kids that wouldn't otherwise have that.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things we're doing now. And then, like today, we bagged up a bunch of presents. We wrapped a bunch of presents.
And, ooh.
Yeah, I think there was 27 kids that we did that for. At Arkansas Christian Academy over there on the interstate.
Yeah.
So we're going to take those over there actually Thursday.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, helping out the kids and everything.
Yeah, I get to dress up as Santa Claus.
You get to dress up as Santa? Dude, you look like a Santa. I mean, I think you could pull it off.
I feel like I might be a little bit too tall for a Santa.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Santa's a big guy, and that's not necessarily always fat. He's just, he could be tall.
Yeah. I got
you definitely got that.
Wear the beard and the.
Wear the beard. You're not going to grow one out?
Not in 3 days.
You're not
going to
be
so.
Like me with my little peach fuzz.
Maybe not.
Gray. Mm-hmm. So tell me, I want you to walk me through a day to day life of a student senate member. What exactly do you do every day when you walk in? Or do you do anything every day?
It kind of changes because the official name of the class is leadership. Like, we're the only club that has a class period. And the name of the class is leadership.
Yeah.
So on days that we're not doing a project like homecoming or volunteering or something like that, we're going to learn about different ways to lead and different leadership strategies. Okay. So we've practiced you and I statements saying, like, somebody does something to defend you. You did this. You did that. I don't like you. You can say, I feel hurt that you did this to me. I hope that we can, like, just reflect off of each other.
Yeah.
And not blame somebody for your problems.
Like the social contracts, kind of.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. And working on strategies to just not be mean to people and not be bossy. That's another thing.
You heard that, kids. Don't be mean to people.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Or else Brooks is going to come and get you.
And we've also talked about different kinds of leadership, democratic leadership, autocratic thing. Like autocratic being taking control of everything.
Yeah.
Like you lead. Me, I control everything, and then democratic, like dealing it out to the group, and then, you know, that kind of thing, and learning individually what kind of leaders we are and what we can do to make ourselves stronger as a leader, and then learn how to lead other people.
Did you want to be a student senate member? Because obviously you're a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just get thrown into the student senate? Or
I won't lie, I'll be honest. Mr. Heatherly told me to join student senate. And it is not what I thought it was, but I'm glad I did.
Everyone listen to Mr. Heatherly.
Yeah, he's like, you should do student senate. And I was like, okay, because I thought it was like, I thought it was more student government than what it is. But I think I actually enjoy what it is more than I wanted student
You thought
government.
It was another history class?
I thought it was kind of like, more like class president, class vice president, that kind of stuff.
I mean, y'all have, like, I saw the students in Instagram, and you have a thing on there saying you were, like, the treasurer.
Yeah, I'm the treasurer, and I don't really do too much, but it's all right. It's a good job to have, because it...
What do you do as a treasurer? Do you treasure things?
I treasure being in the class.
You treasure...
not much, honestly.
Not much?
Yeah, yeah, it's... our president, Lily Studdard, she kind of... she has the most important, she is president, most important job. She kind of does the most. She has to go to school board meetings every month and tell the school board what student senate is doing for the month. Because we have monthly committees.
Yeah.
And we have like a community, a school, a spirit, a faculty committee. And they each plan something to do for their respective thing they're doing that month. And she goes to the school board and says, okay, this is what we're doing. And it's not like... Like, she needs their approval. It's just letting them know what we're doing.
Okay. So it's not like a – you're not. She's not asking for something. It's like –
Yeah, she's just, not asking permission. It's just
– Doing them, it on her own.
Yeah, this is what we're doing. Y'all do y'all's thing.
Have you met any – have you done any, like, things that you didn't think you would be able to do at school because of students in it?
I will. I've gotten a lot tighter with administration.
You got like, a lot. You know,
they know my name.
You know,
but not for a bad reason.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like I can go talk to Dr. Edwards, and it's not, you know, awkward, and he knows me, and I know him.
You know, y'all hang out on weekends.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, you say you're tight with them.
Yeah, we're buds. We go out on the weekend, go bowling.
Go bowling.
Yeah.
Why bowling specifically? Just the first thing you
thought. I think he might bowl. He looks like he might bowl.
You think Dr. Edwards bowls?
He looks like he might. I feel like he might.
I feel like that's your superpower. Tell who bowls. You just look strictly at someone, you analyze them, and you're just like, that guy bowls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he bowls and he doesn't. That's all I can do. It's my most superpower.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me on this live version of the podcast.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We got more fun coming up in the Hornet Media Extravaganza. I'm Eli Hill, and this is Brooke Edmondson, and you're watching the Hornet Media Podcast.